Get started on the right track. Keep it locked to The Drive with James Curtis. Listen every weekday morning on Joy Radio.
Now, Motor Mouth Jenkins joins us in studio. It's been a few weeks since we last chatted.
It has. It seems like forever.
And the weather has changed a lot, too. Last time we were talking, it was still chilly outside. The temperature's warmed up a bit. Not quite summer yet, but we're getting there.
Loving it.
Now, most people go through various vehicles over the years.
True.
And I'm just curious, as far as you're concerned, if you were to compare in your mind, which vehicle for you stands out? What was the best one for you and why? Was it just really reliable, maybe low maintenance costs, maybe you saved on gas, or it's just a comfortable ride? What was the vehicle that you would put at the top of your list, besides your bicycle, of course?
I thought you were going to take a shot at my scooter. Yeah, it's a foot power, not electric.
Right.
Yeah, it's a you do it program. I would have to say I built this 1982 Toyota Supra Celica. It was black on black, 5-speed, posi rear end. It was an amazing car. And I say that to say this. The seats were born to fit me. I could drive that car literally 1,600 miles and feel still refreshed. It was comfortable. It handled well. It was great on fuel. Amazing as far as performance. It was... Well, I'm still even today having seller's remorse from that. How about you? What's your fave?
I think I'm kind of torn between a couple. Before I was married, I had a Honda Civic that was just a great little peppy car. Great on pickup. Decent on gas. It lasted quite a few years. The only downfall was it didn't have AC.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know Toronto, you know Ontario, many parts of Canada with that humidity that comes in.
You can pretty much bake muffins inside the car.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. That was really the only negative thing I ever had about that vehicle. Otherwise, it was a great, great vehicle. And yeah. I guess the next one that comes to mind, I had a Hyundai Sonata that was a little bit bigger, but it was a great car. It was a comfortable ride. I had that for years and years and years until finally the engine died.
Wow. I have to mention one more vehicle, my Mo, short for Mojave.
Not Mojave. Short for mower?
No, that's okay. Henry. Henry is my mower.
Okay.
Mo, I purchased in 1983. It's a short box Toyota 4x4, limited edition. There was only 500 made in the world. 169,000 original kilometers, and I have taken that truck everywhere. Canada and the U.S., I still have it. That truck, you know, you think of your best pair of fitting blue jeans or sneakers, you know, the ones that are ripped and torn and look like you've walked through a hedge backwards.
But you never throw them away.
That's right, because they're comfortable, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Mo is to me. He's a nice little truck, and we've been fishing all over North America, and he's just like a best friend, and I still have him.
It's nice when you have a vehicle that lasts that long, and it's that
still
great
here.
For you. Yeah.
It's still
yeah.
here.
That is awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you have a favorite vehicle that you would like to tell us about, you can text us in studio right now, 905-338-1250, 905-338-1250, your favorite car or truck, and let us know why. And Niall, you are back live on air tomorrow morning at 7 for Car Connection. You'll be chatting about everything to do with vehicles, whether they're new, they're old, repairs, questions, concerns. The phone lines will be open.
We also invite you to come and join us because we will be having a rapid draw, and the phone lines are wide open this Saturday. It's Listener Saturday, so come and join us.
Broadcasting to over 9 million people in Ontario is no small undertaking. For nearly 20 years, Joy Radio has been used by God to transform lives and save souls. We need your help to continue our mission. Please support our advertisers and programmers. Find a list of our ministry partners at joyradio.ca/support. Thanks for choosing Joy.